You're listening to Real Estate with Kevin Turner on News Talk 4BC.
And I'm joined by Andrew Wilson from the Domain Group. It's just gone 10 to 9. News coming up again at 9 o'clock. Andrew, let's go regional. We've heard a lot of bad stories, or sad stories, I should say, about the Townsville market, but there are signs that it could be turning around.
Well, look, it's I did a roadshow, as you know, Kevin. I do a couple a year up through central and northern Queensland and great part of the world. And they've done it tough, more or less, over the last 3 or 4 years for various reasons. Of course, the end of the mining boom. There were some issues that were very local as well. Cairns has been an exception, other than a flat period last year.
Yeah,
lifestyle markets tend to be a little bit more resilient in
robust.
So they don't more or less, but certainly the Cairns market has kept its head above water by and large over the last 3 or 4 years. Of course, we know there was a lot of speculation in the central Queensland markets of Gladstone and Mackay, which we know about Murrumbah and these areas where there was a lot of overheated speculative activity, which did cause a bubble environment in those markets. But the big picture, of course, was the downturn in the coal industry, and really it was the end of the fly-in, fly-outs, and the fly-in, fly-outs were a false demand source, because they were flying in and flying out, so they weren't sort of settling in the area to as we would typically expect in other economic phases where there was a lot of growth. So it meant that once there was any sort of sideways movement in the local economic drive, that the fly-in, fly-outs just flew out and didn't come back again. And a lot of the higher prices, speculative higher prices in central Queensland, meant that even those mining workers, when they did have work, were choosing to live perhaps on the Sunshine Coast, where prices were lower, and became drive-in, drive-outs. And so look, those markets in central Queensland suffered from that speculative overreach, is also from the downturn in the mining industry. But we've got to look at Townsville as a little different to all of those circumstances. Now, yes, Townsville was still exposed to the downturn in the mining boom, but Townsville is one of Australia's biggest regional economies, if not Australia's biggest regional economy. It's a very big place, Kevin. It's a very energised place in terms of the economy.
Well, the forces too, Air Force,
so
much Army.
Drivers into that market, tourism, mining, agriculture.
That's right.
And of course, it's a very big, as you suggested, a very big government services environment.
Yep.
Now, what's happened to Townsville was that not only was it impacted by the downturn in the mining industry and all those bits and pieces that affected central Queensland particularly, but it also was affected by cost cutting and fiscal consolidation in government services. And that was another big impact there. But one of the things that did affect Townsville was, I believe, the NRAS scheme. Because NRAS, given it was such a big town and a big government town, was Townsville was a focus focal point for that NRAS, which was the National Rental Affordability Scheme, which subsidised rental properties. Now, as I said,
it was a disaster.
It was. And no such thing as a free lunch. This is just public housing by another word. And someone's got to pay the price, of this. And, even though, you get these mixtures of private and public sector forces driving these types of market interferences, at the end of the day, someone pays a price. And it causes, as I said, I believe, more problems than it solves. And we had really a lot of impact in the private rental market in Townsville from the subsidised housing process of NRAS. And this, of course, was just at the absolute worst time, when you did see demand softening from a weakening in the economic cycle. So it's really been knocked from pillar to post, the Townsville market. And even though we've seen Mackay picking up, we've certainly seen Cairns kept on keeping on, Townsville's really continued to flatline until recently. And we're now starting to see, at last, some signs of a revival in the Townsville market. Now, you've got to find a bottom before you start climbing.
Stock levels are still pretty high in Townsville.
Well, yes, but we've seen that we've got the median asking price for a private treaty-listed property or house increased by 2.6% over winter. It's now at $359,000, and asking prices are a very robust measure of housing market activity. They certainly are a real-time measure of housing market activity. And prices are still 2.6% lower. House prices are also 2.6% higher than over the same over winter last year, but are still 5.5% lower than where they were 5 years ago. So I think, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer, but there's certainly a light at the end of the tunnel now in that Townsville market. And also, interestingly enough, also saw an increase in the asking prices for units also in Townsville, up by 0.4% to $260,000. That's the median asking price. So we also had average days on market down in Townsville over winter, fell from 133 down to 123. And the discount rate also fell from 11% down to 9.1% for houses over winter. Positive signs there, Kevin.
Good signs.
I think the momentum is building. And, of course, the key is confidence. And once people feel the market has found its bottom and starting to rise again, and these numbers are clearly consistent, it's not just one set of numbers that show that that market is now, and, you know, as it should be, given the size of the market, starting to find a floor and to rise again after what's been a lengthy, subdued period.
What we see, we are talking real estate, 3.5 to 9.